Adios.
Chill out. Let's go.
Welcome back to the Genius Podcast, where we break down the beats, the culture, and everything in between, except Red's taste in music. I'm Blue Genius.
And I'm Red Genius, the one with the actual good taste in music. Today, we're diving deep into the current state of music in 2024. Spoiler alert, it's a roller coaster. And yes, I brought the cotton candy.
More like a roller coaster with a few unexpected loop-de-loops. Like that time you tried to play the recorder at a jazz club, remember?
We don't talk about that, Blue. But seriously, there's so much happening in music right now, from the resurgence of vinyl to the ongoing battle between streaming giants.
And we'll be covering it all with a few laughs along the way. Let's get started.
Jeez, let 'em go.
All right, first up, streaming wars. It's like the music industry's version of Game of Thrones, except, you know, with fewer dragons and more algorithms.
And less betrayal, or maybe not. I mean, remember when Kanye pulled his album from all platforms except Tidal? That felt like a betrayal.
True. That was like the Red Wedding of streaming. But instead of everyone dying, we just got a lot of angry tweets.
And some very confused fans trying to remember their Tidal passwords. Streaming has definitely changed the game, but it's also put artists in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, like a really tiny pickle. Because let's face it, the revenue from streaming is more like a garnish than a main course. Artists are getting fractions of a cent per stream. That won't even buy you a slice of pizza, let alone pay the rent.
Unless you live in a pizza box, which, knowing some musicians, might actually be a thing.
Yeah, especially if it's an artisanal, organic, gluten-free pizza box. But that's why we're seeing more artists turn to alternative platforms like Bandcamp or Patreon. Gotta hustle to keep those pizza boxes, roofs over their heads.
And then, there's the exclusive content deals. Remember when Beyoncé dropped that album exclusively on Tidal? It was like the digital version of having to find Waldo, except you don't even get a striped sweater at the end.
Except now you don't have to leave your couch, which, honestly, I appreciate, until the Wi-Fi goes out. Then it's just you, your thoughts, and a blank screen.
Or, in your case, an empty pizza box. But it does make you wonder, are these exclusives really good for fans, or are they just making us jump through more digital hoops?
Speaking of hoops, I just tried to play that one song, and guess what? It's been temporarily removed from my playlist, again.
How many times is that this week?
I've lost count. At this point, I might as well just learn how to play the accordion.
Whoa, where'd that come from? Did you seriously bring an accordion?
Nope, but it's good to know the studio is haunted by the ghost of a polka band. Let's move on.
Next up, let's talk about music genres in 2024. This year, it's all about fusion. Genres are blending like that mystery drink you make at the soda fountain. You know, the one that tastes like regret.
Yeah, it's like every genre went to a big music mixer and left with a new best friend. Latin trap meets K-pop, electronic folk, there's something for everyone, unless you're a fan of silence.
And it's not just about the sound. Cultural shifts are playing a huge role too. Social media platforms like TikTok are turning niche genres into overnight sensations. 1 minute you're scrolling through dance challenges, the next you're learning Mongolian throat singing with a trap beat.
Or trying to figure out if you're too old to start a TikTok account. Spoiler, the answer is probably yes.
And let's not forget the resurgence of politically and socially conscious music. It's like the 60s all over again, but with more auto-tune and maybe a bit more bass.
Yeah, music in 2024 is as diverse and reflective as ever. But who knows what's next? maybe we'll see the rise of accordion-heavy punk rock. I'd listen to that. In fact, I think I'm going to start a band.
There it is again. Red, if this is your idea of a joke, it's working.
I wish I could take credit. All right, let's keep this train or accordion moving. Cheers! Now, while streaming might be king, there's a surprising resurgence happening with physical formats. Yes, folks, vinyl is back, and not just for your dad's old rock albums, it's for new releases too. Vinyl sales are through the roof, and it's more than just nostalgia.
True. There's something about holding a vinyl record that streaming just can't replicate. The album art, the sound quality, it's like a warm hug for your ears.
Plus, artists are releasing limited edition records that are practically works of art. I mean, who wouldn't want a glow-in-the-dark vinyl of the latest synthwave album?
And let's be real, nostalgia is a powerful thing. Whether you're a vinyl veteran or a newbie, there's something special about spinning a record.
Except when you drop the needle in the wrong spot. That's the vinyl equivalent of buffering, and nobody's got time for that.
Been there, done that. But seriously, the vinyl resurgence is just another sign that people want more than just digital. They want something they can hold, something with a story. Speaking of stories, remember when you tried to impress that date by flipping a vinyl and it went flying?
Yeah, she was not impressed. But hey, at least the vinyl survived. And with that, I think it's time to flip the record over to side B.
You really brought a turntable into the studio.
Always prepared. Let's keep it going.
All right, last but definitely not least, let's talk about collaboration. If 2024 has shown us anything, it's that collaboration is at the heart of today's music scene.
Yeah, we're seeing some wild pairings. Pop stars teaming up with underground artists, international collaborations bringing new sounds to the global stage. It's like when you throw a bunch of random ingredients into a blender and somehow end up with the best smoothie you've ever had.
Or, if you're unlucky, a smoothie that tastes like kale and regret. But seriously, these collaborations are not just blurring the lines between genres, they're redefining them.
And let's not forget the role of social media. Fans are driving demand for certain collaborations, and artists are listening. Nothing like a hashtag campaign to bring your favorite artists together.
So whether it's bringing together different cultures, genres, or fan bases, collaboration is shaping the sound of 2024 in a big way.
And if we're lucky, maybe we'll finally see that accordion punk collab we've all been waiting for.
There it is again. Seriously. Red, are you sure you didn't bring an accordion?
I swear it's not me, but I'm starting to think we've got the next big thing on our hands.
Either that, or we're being haunted by the spirit of an extremely enthusiastic polka fan.
Or maybe it's just the studio's way of telling us we need more accordion in our lives. I mean, who doesn't love a good accordion solo?
Well, you know what they say. When life gives you accordions, start a polka band.
That's definitely not how the saying goes, but I'm all for it. On a serious note, though, collaboration really is the backbone of today's music. We're seeing artists come together in ways that would have been unthinkable just a few years ago.
Right. You've got hip-hop artists teaming up with country singers, EDM producers working with jazz musicians. It's like the musical equivalent of a potluck dinner. Everyone brings something different to the table, and somehow it all works.
And fans are loving it. These unexpected pairings are giving us some of the most innovative and exciting music we've heard in years. Plus, it's a great way for artists to reach new audiences.
Exactly. And with social media, fans are more involved than ever, pushing for the collabs they want to see. Remember when fans started that hashtag campaign to get Kendrick Lamar to work with a classical composer? That was wild.
Yeah, and it actually happened, which just goes to show that anything is possible in today's music scene. Who knows, maybe we'll even get that accordion punk album.
Okay, that was definitely you, Red.
I promise it wasn't, but But now I'm really curious who's behind this. Maybe we should start our own hashtag. Who is the accordionist?
I love it. All right, let's wrap this up before we end up with a full-blown accordion concert in here.
Genius!
So, 2024 is shaping up to be a transformative year for music. Streaming platforms are battling for supremacy, genres are blending in innovative ways, physical formats are making a comeback, and collaboration is the name of the game.
And whether you're into digital or analog, global or local, there's something for everyone in today's music landscape. Plus, if you're like us, you might even develop a new appreciation for the accordion.
All right, before we wrap up, a quick teaser for next week. We're sitting down with the one and only Mark Heans to talk about his latest projects, and we'll also be diving into Kendrick Lamar's new album. You won't want to miss it.
And as always, we wrap up every show with a track from an artist who sponsors our podcast. This week, we're closing out with DJ Fresher's latest hit, Staring.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your fellow music lovers. And if you really want to support the show, consider buying us a cup of coffee, or in my case, a lifetime supply of pizza boxes.
Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Stay tuned, stay inspired, and keep the music alive. Here's DJ Fresher with Staring. Enjoy.
Hey. She looking at me. She looking at me. Oh, oh. She looking at me. Yeah. She looking at me. Yeah. Eyes on me. All eyes on me. She looking at me. Yeah. She looking at me. The night was like a painting, stars bright as gold. Her smile was like a beacon, breaking through the cold. Her laugh was like a melody, sweet as a songbird's tune. Eyes shimmering like diamonds under the silver moon. The night was like a painting, stars as bright as gold. Her smile was like a beacon, breaking through the cold. Her laugh was like a melody, sweet as a songbird's tune. Shimmering like diamonds under the silver moon. Walking through the town, felt like a king with his crown. Her dress was like a dream, flowing like a gown. Hand in hand like we were in a romantic tale. Her touch was like magic, soft as a gentle veil. Step on the floor, lights turned down. Everywhere I go, I'm making grooves. Confidence high, like I'm on a spree. She looking at me, yeah, she looking at me. She looking she looking at me, yeah, yeah. She looking at me, yeah. She looking at me. Eyes on me, can't you see? Yeah, she looking at me, yeah. She looking at me. She looking at me, yeah. She looking at me, yeah. She looking at me, yeah. She looking at me. The evening was like a symphony, each note played just right. Her voice was like velvet, smooth in the quiet night. Her eyes were like potions, deeper full of mystery. Her touch was like fire, igniting the chemistry. City lights were like diamonds, sparkling in the dark. Her laughter was like sunshine, lighting up the park. Walking side by side like a rhythm and a rhyme. Her presence was like poetry, perfect every time. She looking at me, yeah, she looking at me. She looking at me, yeah, she looking at me.